Hey, this is Josh Groban. My debut CD will be out in stores November 20th.
Through the darkness, I can see your light, and you will always shine, and I can feel your heart in mine.
About 2.5 years ago now, I met up with a friend of the family's who was a voice teacher named Seth Riggs, and we went to him to kind of see if he thought I had potential in the singing world, and he said I did, and he'd like to work with me. But it wasn't something I really took seriously until a great deal later. David Foster called him and said, we need a singer spur of the moment for a charity that I'm doing. It was for the inauguration concert for Governor Gray Davis of California. And so he gave him my name, and I went in and I sent him a tape. And he liked it, so that was my first real gig, and it was for about 20,000 people, and I was really nervous. But I thought that was it. I thought that would be the last of it. And about 3 weeks later, he calls me up and said, hey, I remember you from that event that we did. How would you like to come down to the Shrine and sing the prayer with Celine Dion? Andrea Bocelli isn't showing up for the rehearsals. He's in Munich. He's stuck. And we need a singer, and I thought you might have a good time. So I kind of turned it down because I didn't think I'd be able to do it. And I told him, you know, I was 17 at the time. So I said, you know, find a real singer to do this. So I don't want to embarrass myself. You know, I'd never really been pushed to do anything like that. And he said, no, it'll be great. Celine will love you and everybody will be there. So I went down, and then Rosie O'Donnell was the host of the show. And she was at the rehearsal and said, you know, I'd love to have you on my show. So after that, you know, I was a guest on the Rosie O'Donnell show. And after that, I kept singing for David at many, many events. And he always does charities for a number of different causes, and he always invited me to sing at those. And eventually I just started doing events for Warner Brothers, and you know, it took about a year and a half, but eventually I was offered a contract while I was at school.
Potresti avere un'idea di ciò che sento io quando mi abbracci forte a te e petto a petto a noi respiriamo insieme.
I was attending Carnegie Mellon University for musical theater, and it was very difficult to go back and forth from Pittsburgh to LA to do these events for David and for Warner Brothers. So I finally just kind of had to ask him, you know, I got to concentrate on one of the two. And I was thrilled to find out which one he wanted me to concentrate on. So yeah, I was very happy to take a year off to do this album.
Non so se sia magia o realtà.
I wanted to sing professionally for a very long time. It was always a dream of mine to eventually be on stage singing somewhere. It wasn't a realistic possibility until a few years ago, but pretty much 7th and 8th grade, when I went to junior high school, I started in this vocal group, and I just had such a blast doing it. I didn't know if I was good at it or not, but it was so much fun that, of course, you know, it was something that I always wanted to do. But I'd say about 7 or 8 years ago, I developed an interest in it.
When fear and dream must collide, someone I am is waiting for courage. The one I want, the one I will become, will catch me. So let me fall if I must fall. I won't heed your warnings. I won't hear them. There
we did a show called A Family Celebration, which was a major charity event at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel for about 7 different charities. Bill Clinton was the host. It was honoring a lot of different people. A lot of performers were there. NSYNC performed, and Ray Charles and B.B. King, and Anita Whitaker, who's a great singer, and I did the prayer. It turns out David E. Kelly was in the audience, as well as the cast of Ally McBeal. He saw that performance of the prayer, and a few days later, he called up and said that he had an idea for a shot on the show. And again, I thought it would just be, you know, my song playing over a scene or something like that. I thought, oh, that'd be really cool if I could hear my song during one of the Ally scenes. And then I got the script, and I was overwhelmed at how much he had included me in. And he, you know, never saw me act and didn't even know if I could act, and I'd done a little theater. But it was really a great challenge and a great learning experience to do it. So that's kind of how that happened. Character that I played on Ally McBeal, Malcolm Wyatt, was, you know, this goofy kid in the season finale of last year who hired Ally to make a girl go to the prom with me that I loved very dearly. And the court, of course, said, no, we can't do this. So Ally says, you know, I'll go to the prom with you if you sing a song. And this was a song that I was going to sing to her, and that was You're Still You. In my eyes you do no wrong. I've loved you for so long. And after all is said and done, you're still you. After all, you're still you. You walk past me. I was woken up at about 7:30 in the morning by a radio station calling me up saying, you know, we saw your performance on Ally McBeal. We'd love for you to do a radio interview. You know, you'll be on in 10 minutes, so stay on the phone. And I was really groggy and really tired, and they were making me sing over the phone. And it was just kind of this, whoa, wait a minute, what's happening here? And then I went on the internet, and I found that a lot of people were asking questions about it, and a lot of people were excited about it. And we were really proud of the song, and we loved the song, and we were very happy with the performance on Ally McBeal, and we were really happy with how it was edited and how it turned out. But we really were taken by surprise at the number of people that were also happy with it and really interested in the song.
Who can say for certain? Maybe you're still here. I feel you all around me, your memory so clear. Deep in the stillness, I can hear you speak. You're still an inspiration. Can it be?
This year, my father, who's played by Tom Berenger, is a minister, and he starts preaching that God doesn't exist, and if he does, he doesn't really care about us anymore, because my mother was shot to death between last year and this year, and we're both grieving from that. The song is a song that's dedicated to my mother in the script. And since that happened, I haven't really had the strength to sing at all. And Ally kind of comes into the story, and Ally is representing my father, and she comes to the apartment to look for him and finds me, and just it clicks that I'm his son. And so we reunite that way. The song itself, we were trying to decide whether or not it was going to be on the album or not, but the lyrics are especially meaningful now, more so than they were before, because of all that's happened. And with the script is written with a number of situations that are on people's minds at the moment, and I think the song really provides some real comfort at the end of the show.
Are you gently sleeping here inside my dream? And isn't faith believing all power can't be seen? As my heart holds you just one beat away, I cherish all you gave me every day. 'Cause you are mine forever, love, watching me. grieve, and that love will live on and never leave. Fly, be up to where you are beyond the distant star. I wish upon tonight to see you smile.
There were a great deal of writers on the album. It was a real collaborative effort. Ennio Morricone wrote You're Still You and wrote the theme to Cinema Paradiso, which we used to write a song, and Linda Thompson wrote the lyrics to at least two or three of the songs. David Foster wrote one. Walter Afanasieff wrote a couple. Jeremy Lubbock. Well, John Williams wrote a song that we used on the AI soundtrack. So, I mean, I've just been really thrilled with the amount of writers that wanted to be involved. As much as I would have loved to have done some writing on my own, I thought this was a really good opportunity to just sit and watch and learn from the best, and hopefully I'll be able to do some writing on the next one.
Il mondo gira con me questa notte, piccoli passi che faccio con te, seguo il tuo cuore, seguo la luna, così nascosta lontana da me.
We were given a lot of songs by different publishing companies. A lot of the times we found that those weren't right. We needed something, these songs really kind of needed to be tailor-made for the kind of thing we wanted to put on the album. So to write songs for this kind of music was really fun for all of us, because we were able to use full orchestras and incorporate those with live, you know, bands and things like that. So plus, you know, a lot of the songs, well, there's one song in particular called Let Me Fall that was off of a Cirque du Soleil album that I had listened to for at least 5 years. And it was the song that I always turned to. I just thought that the lyrics were so beautiful and the music itself was just great. And, you know, they said, you know, Josh, what are some songs that you'd like to sing? And I was listening to all my CDs, and that one just kind of stuck out as one that I really wanted to record. We listened to a lot of songs, and we only have a couple cover songs in the album. Just Let Me Fall and Yes, the Joy of Man's Desiring, which is a Bach piece, and Vincent, which was Don McLean. And the rest are all original.
Sei tu che giri con me questa notte, sei tu che giri lontana da qui, ma sì, io so che tu sei la mia luna, qualcosa mostri, qualcosa no.
The first song that we recorded, called Gira con me, which was one of those combinations of David Foster and Walter Afanasieff writing, will always be special, just because that was the first one that we did and the first one that I heard, and that was the first song that I really felt like, wow, we've got a right idea now, we've got what we want, this is the style we want. And that was a really good feeling. I recorded The Prayer with Charlotte Church, and that song was really the song that got me started with David, because that was a song that he called me in for to stand in for Bocelli. So to do it now on my own album holds a lot of meaning for me personally. The song itself, you know, you'd have to really sing it poorly for it not to get a good reaction. It was, especially now, it's so poignant. I never expect a reaction. I always just try and do the best that I can, but I'm certainly very happy that I got that reaction. We were thrilled that people were touched by it.
and tell us to be wise in times when we don't know.
I like Canto alla Vita, which was a song we did with the Coors, because we used a very different style on the album. It was a real kind of Euro-pop song, and putting the Coors in it, which are a different, very different style of music than what I do, gave it a real edge that we really wanted, and it was a great combination, and Reese Fulber, who was the producer, really made that work.
Dedicato a chi colpevole innocente perso in questo mare si è arreso alla corrente, chi non è mai stato vincente. Dedicato a chi aspetta una speranza davanti ad un dolore nel freddo.
The artists that I listen to for inspiration are very different than the artists I listen to for my own entertainment. The people that really inspired me were the great songwriters like Paul Simon and Sting and all those people. I, because the style of music I'm doing is so kind of diverse, I listen to a lot of great classical singers, Pavarotti, Domingo, of course. But I also listen to some of the great pop singers. Like I said, Sting, you know, is a great influence. Stevie Wonder. You know, Rod Stewart, all those great, amazing rock ballad singers that were able to just put so much raw emotion into a song, combined with learning from the great technique of people like Pavarotti. But in terms of my own personal collection, you know, I listen to really eclectic music. I listen to a lot of rock music. I love System of a Down. I love Tool. I've been listening to Bjork a lot. And, lasciarla mai da sola, da sola ancora. Going online is like my my relaxation time. I go home and I vegetate and I just sit in front of the computer and just surf the net or play games or whatever. So it's at night, like, when the time when I just surf the web and just find interesting things and talk to friends. A lot of my friends are still at college or across the country, so it's really a lot easier for me to have long conversations with them online than it is to get that phone bill from calling them. So a lot of my time online is just chatting with friends. I love comedic websites. Like, there's a site called TheOnion.com. It's this news site that makes fun of our news. I can't explain The Onion, but it's a very funny satirical site, and I go to that a lot. And I go to a lot of music sites. I download a lot of music. I'm interested in looking up things about the profession that I'm hopefully going to be in for a little while.
Io non so spiegare neanche come, ma non è questa la mia dimensione, è la mia mente, non è mai in pace, è sempre altrove, tu dove sei, la tua voce dove, senza di te. Senza il tuo aiuto, che sarà di me? Tutto sembrerà migliore alla luce che verrà dal sole. Questa notte passerà, il buio che c'è si dissolverà. Alla luce di quel sole io continuerò a cercare.
Hey, this is Josh Groban. My debut CD will be out in stores November 20th. I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.